Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, 10:07 on ESPN 97.5, 7378-0377-76. Just me and Dell. Now, Lance is still sitting here, though. He's looking at stuff. He's because he can't go to lunch.
Got to wait till 11?
Got to wait till 11.
Oh, I know everywhere I can go.
There's no, what? A breakfast place?
Any fast food
place. The Egg and I?
Any fast food place. La Tapatia?
The Egg and I.
Over there. La Tapatia over there at by Richmond and Chimney Rock. Pete's Fine Meats. Open. I get a full-on burger over
Boy,
there.
Boy, I had a corned beef sandwich. I wanted to get the burger, but I bought four burgers. So I got burgers instead to go and made them myself. But their burgers there are excellent, too. Michael does a hell of a job now. Hell of a job.
He does. Yep. He does. And yep. I can go there, like I said, and I can get whatever I want there, too. It's a limited number of places I can go get lunch. See, I don't want breakfast. I'm not a breakfast guy.
You're not.
I want the full on. If I want a burger, I want to get a. I'm sorry. I want a baked potato stuffed with barbecue. Then you guys need to open up. What? What?
I know your business.
Do you want business or not?
I know. I'm asking you to change your business model for me.
Is this considered white privilege that I want to be able to get into any restaurant
white
I want whenever?
Hey.
Is this considered privilege where I say, "Hey, can you guys open at 10? I don't care if it's closed to everyone else. Can you guys get me a chopped beef barbecue, baked potato?
I don't know if it's white privilege, but it's Lance privilege.
Yeah.
White power!
That's it.
You should want that off immediately.
No, he's proud of you for some reason.
What are you talking about?
Wendy's like, John, have we?
Haven't we talked about
this? Haven't
we talked about this?
John, I heard it again, and I heard something about a Mickey Mouse thing that happened on the radio today.
Haven't we talked about
that was Dell!
Yeah, John wasn't the author of the Mickey Mouse stuff.
John will snitch on you quick.
That was Dell!
Lance. Hey, you were doing it too, Lance.
I was just following the
crowd.
What
did I tell you about snitches, Lance? Come
on. You're going to catch yours.
Why isn't Jimmy Jimmy Kimmel getting in trouble? Wendy's like, I'm sorry, excuse me? Oh, I'm going to teach Wendy that John said that.
He did say that. He wants Jimmy to catch it.
Why isn't Art Rascone catching any?
What? Art Rascone's like, what?
What?
I'm not a comedian.
Why am I catching something here? John's coming after Channel 13. Brie Larson or whatever her name is. Why hasn't she gotten in trouble?
Brie Barry.
Brie Larson.
Brie Larson ain't on Channel 13.
Yeah, she's an actress, I think.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
Wasn't she?
She won an Oscar for being in a shed with a little kid.
Yeah.
Who she pretended to be his older sister. Turns out, no, that's my son because the dad raped me. So that's a nice tale.
It's a beautiful story.
Spoiler alert. And then you had. What, she was in a DC comic
movie? No, she was in the successful version of comic book movie. She was in a Marvel movie.
Yeah, but it was...
What?
She was Captain America or something?
No, she was Captain Marvel. We went through this. This bit is played, okay?
Okay.
We've had this. We've done this bit.
Captain Marvel's a guy. I'm sorry.
It's a woman now.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Did you guys see the video of the dog sitting there waiting?
Yes.
It's so good. On the dad and the son, like, you ready, son? I don't know what this game is supposed to be. I can tell you that it is a poor game.
Down, set. You ready?
Yeah. You ready, son? High fives.
The dog jumped
offside.
And the
dog's tail is wagging like, I cannot wait for this game.
The dog jumped offside.
No, the guy got out of
his linebacker.
He got out of his stance. The guy got out of his stance late.
No, he was raising up to get into his stance. It's like when the linemen go up and then down to get in their stance.
Yeah, he got out of
it. Clearly the blitzing linebacker jumped offside.
Play just the audio. I know people can't see it. Play the audio just so people can hear the point at which the dog. What happens is a dad and a dog I mean, a dad and a son, and the son is maybe two.
Yeah.
They're both in like a 4-point stance. The son's getting in there with his dad. His dad's high-fiving him. The golden retriever is back what looks to be about 8 yards, wagging his tail because he's clearly played this game before and loves this game. This is the game, I'm guessing, where the dad runs and they run and jump into each other like some football scene. And the dad's going to do it against the dog. The son's just there like, I want to do it too, daddy.
The dog reminds me of Zach Cunningham blitzing.
Well, and the dog, yeah, I can see that. Yeah. A little A-gap. But see, here's the thing. The dog is acting like this is a twist where he's going to pick off the son and somebody's going to loop up under.
Right.
Because what the dad thinks is going to happen is me and the dog are going to run and we're going to jump in and attack each other, you know, and jump head first like a football drill that you might see.
Right, Oklahoma.
With the dog in the Oklahoma drill, the dog's saying, ooh, I got an undersized guard that I'm going after here.
We broke this down.
So yeah, we broke it down.
We broke this whole thing down yesterday.
You did?
Yes.
The dog doesn't take on blocks. He slipped the block of the fullback and took out the running back or the quarterback.
When he hits the kid and then knocks him about 10 feet, listen to the dad in this audio.
Get set. Go. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Do it again and listen for the thump, the thud, as the dog crashes into the kid's chest. The kid's fine, I'm sure. Listen for the thud.
Get set. Go. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And, this phone is set up, I would say, a good... Probably about 12 yards away. And you still hear.
Yeah. It was mom filming it?
No, this is just on the grass. Oh, mom would have immediately.
Mom, you know.
Oh, no.
Is that?
You know what? Somebody is
filming it.
I bet it's older brother.
Could be. Or is the dog euthanized?
No. A dog should be given a medal.
What? Wait. Here's the deal.
The whole thing
now, the dog did. The dog was smart. Are you going to take on?
Yeah.
Okay. So who are you going to take on?
The alpha,
that big
of the
center,
family,
or the puny guard?
I'm telling my daughter, Splits, our dog, will, when he fights and gets aggressive, like he's playing, right? But he'll get a little extra aggressive with the kids. And I had to explain to my daughter, like, he's bad. He needs to go in a cage. I said, Monty, I said, you have to understand, you can't be grabbing him. Picking him up when he's growling and he doesn't want to be messed with. And I had to explain to her, he doesn't do it to you. I'm the alpha. Mom is an alpha. He probably sees Alec maybe as an alpha because he's bigger. He sees you on, at best, you're on his level and probably below him. That's how he views you in snacks. Like, dogs understand who alphas are. And everything below that is like, you ain't better than me. You think you're better? But watch this. Watch in slow motion as this dog, the get off. Because I'm doing it slow. Look at the
dad
twitch.
Dad doesn't even flinch yet.
I know.
The kid's just getting in his stance, too. I tell you, the dog jumped offside. There's a flag.
Clearly offside.
The dog is clearly offside.
See, the dog is headed right for the kid. And right at the second, it looks like he's going to turn to the owner. And he's like, nah.
Boom.
Bang. Look at this wipeout. I mean, how good is this? Look at me with my coach's clicker.
Yeah.
Ooh. The dad goes, ooh.
10:15 ESPN.
Where did this happen? I need to be part of
this. We broke this. This is an instant replay of breaking this down.
Yeah.
Well, not even instant. It's a day later.
Yeah, we've done this bit.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. 10:15 ESPN.
The pad
97.5.
To stay this low below the
game. Yeah, low man wins.
I mean,
low man wins.
A kid is he's below a 2-year-old. That's really good for
really
the dog.
Low. Yeah.
Which is a better football player, the dog who's covering the wide receiver that you saw, or this dog?
Oh, this dog. Well, no, it's
the
a
dog,
penalty.
The dog covered a guy.
The receiver is pretty good.
That 20, dog, 30 yards downfield, he was covering that guy.
Yeah, I mean, he got beat off press.
Recovery speed.
Guys seen the cat that wouldn't let the guy score a hockey goal?
Yeah, I saw that too.
Or a soccer goal? What was it? He had a little piece of paper.
It was a mini goal.
Yeah, or a mini ball.
And he was kicking a ball, and the cat-like reflexes.
The cat was unbelievable. Have you seen that, Lance?
Mm-mm.
Go watch cat goalie. Stopping.
You know what I will do during a pandemic? Google cat goalie.
Cat goalie.
That's not a problem.
It was the cat is unbelievable. 10:16 ESPN 97.5.
years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
No, Lance wants to go to, he wants to go to lunch. Okay? He don't want to do 4 hours. Well, he wants to go to lunch.
He keeps messing around. He's going to get...
He's already in his fourth hour. Yeah, he doesn't even realize
he's going to get a meeting or a call, but hey... Yeah. So hey. You want to do 4 hours a day?
Might as well. Yeah. Might as well just do it, Lance.
Better watch himself.
Did you see what happened at the Dixie Chicken?
The roof caved in, right?
The roof caved in. Yeah.
Probably that bad storm last night or yesterday, I bet. The other day.
Caused significant damage to the pool table area. Damn it. Our goal is to open it back up as soon as possible to serve Aggies and visitors and non-Aggies. Do you think... Like, if I've gone in there before and I've eaten, do you think they look at me with disdain?
I think they know you're non-Aggie.
Do they write on my
what? You know,
on my receipt, maybe like not ugly
your,
words?
No, not on your receipt because you would have seen it. But like when they're taking your order and that slip they give to the cook, they probably write ugly things on it.
Yeah.
Non-Ag.
Yeah.
Filthy tiger, something like that. I don't know. Dirty tiger, something like that. I don't know. I'm sure you catch it.
Might even drop uglier words
on it. Do you ever meet Aggies that strike you as ugly people? They're generally pretty nice.
The Aggies?
Yeah.
Are great people.
Yeah. In there?
Yeah.
What about Longhorns?
Longhorns are people too.
That's okay, a JJ. That's a JJ Watt answer.
No, Longhorns are nice people.
He JJ'd that one.
They're just...
Yeah.
They happen to be human beings as well.
Yes.
You know, there's... Yeah. Coach, and you're right. Bill O'Brien is a coach.
Yeah, you're right. I mean,
and a general manager and all that stuff.
No, scientifically,
so I understand that we've
Longhorns
got to get
are humans.
Like, what?
No, Longhorns are answer. Dark people.
I mean, technically they are people.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. You didn't say good people.
No, they're good people. They're some just
of, what?
Do you think people in Austin would look at you disdainfully?
Oh,
yes.
Listen to
my kind. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Lance.
My kind. I don't even know what his kind is.
We know what he's getting at, but they don't need to judge you by appearance. All they have to do is listen to you.
White power!
They would have no time for you.
All them liberals over there?
No time.
They'd have no
for
time
you
for
you joking like that.
Yeah. No, I don't joke about stuff like that, about white power.
Asians.
I don't joke about Asians either.
They would not like you at all.
Were the rattlesnakes hurt? I don't know. What if the rattlesnakes got out?
What rattlesnakes?
They got snakes in there.
In where?
In the Dixie Chicken.
Where do they have snakes? What do you mean there's snakes in there?
They got a giant snake thing in there.
What?
Yeah.
The Dixie Chicken has snakes in there?
Yes.
I haven't been to the Dixie Chicken since my buddy Clint Culpepper was a student at A&M. I mean, it's years ago.
Dell, did you go when we went to, were you with us?
B. No.
After we did a show there?
No, he didn't
No,
go.
I wasn't with you.
Oh.
Not the time. Me and Raheel went. Chicken.
Hold on a second.
Me and Raheel went.
They have snakes in there.
Yeah.
On purpose.
Yeah. It's like a, in an aquarium in a and behind a, you know.
And then they drop a rat and mouse or rat.
I don't know.
They got to feed them somehow.
They got to feed it. Yeah. But they don't have any rats at Dixie Chicken. Just don't start
that. No, but I mean, you drop them in there. No, I've never... See, here's what I don't want to be in. Place with snakes. Okay, so a zoo, I get that. I've just seen too many movies where a snake somehow gets out.
Yeah.
I don't need to be part of that at all.
I'm pretty sure they have that. I don't think I'm dreaming.
That doesn't feel like when you... There's a lot of people... Well, there's somebody starting to call, but... I don't feel like that's something you would forget.
I kind of feel like there was a snake there.
I don't feel like you'd screw up snakes in a bar.
Right. I kind of feel like there was a snake there.
I feel like snakes in a bar sticks with you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But I hope everybody's okay. But what if the rattlesnake did get out, if that is the case? Did you,
hold on. Sources close to me tell me, obviously, that the that the snake that you're referring to was safely found in a cage.
Oh, good.
So no snake outbreak at the Dixie Chicken.
Good. See, I knew I'd seen it.
Nickname of the snake. Is the snake's name Johnny? Snakey Football?
No. Snake, I think it's named Dennis Franchione.
Is it a rattlesnake?
I don't know what it
Johnny
is.
Johnny Rattles? It's definitely not Dennis Franchione.
No, as an insult. Snakes,
RC?
Snakes are generally considered bad. I think they call it Dennis
not
Franchione.
Pet snakes. Pet snakes are always beloved. What about RC? Or a snake named Slocum?
I don't know if RC...
Bucky.
Oh, about
see,
Bucky
Bucky's
the snake?
Too far. Bucky's too far in the past.
Not really. No. You think
they're
all
celebrating 1940 yeah. titles? What are you talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, they won in 39.
Johnny Snake or
they're still they're still hullabaloo.
What you think the snake's name is Sumlin?
Summy? You think you call it Summy?
I don't think they're calling the snake Summy. He got how many contracts in how many years?
I don't think. I think Johnny's probably.
He got three contracts in 4 years.
Johnny Snakes.
Put a snake name on.
Summy. Summy the snake. No, I don't think so. I don't know what the snake's name. Because can anybody name the snake? What's their dog's name?
Reveille?
Reveille.
Yeah.
Is there anything to do with that?
Who knows?
No, there's not. This is one bar with a snake. This isn't part of the culture of the university. There's other people going, why does that place have a snake?
It's got a snake.
I hate going into that snake place.
No, you just go look. It's behind a glass. It's fine. You're not going to the snake.
Chicken versus snake. Who wins? Snake.
Art didn't say something very nice. He said that the snake's name is Busby.
Oh, that's ugly.
Why, Tony? Tony's a big egg.
Yeah, I know, but you're not going to call the snake.
Why? It's just a nickname of a pet. That's why I said RC. It doesn't mean that you dislike.
I don't think Art.
I don't know. You want to be named after a snake?
I think it's Manziel. It's something after
Sneaky
do with
Snake.
That's his name?
I guess. That's what DH says. Sneaky Snake. He might know. He asked, was the rattlesnake hurt? So he might know. Sneaky Snake.
Oh, I'm out on that. It's no longer funny anymore.
No, it's not even.
Unless you name it something Aggie tradition.
It is. ABC 13, our very own ABC 13 says, Twitter was abuzz with concerns over Sneaky Snake. So, yeah, Sneaky Snake is the name.
What kind of name is that?
To be honest, I don't make Aggie jokes, but that's a very Aggie
It's a rattlesnake.
Way of
and it is
naming
sneaky
something.
Snake.
Sneaky snake? That's a terrible
stupid
name.
How's Michigan State know that? Michigan State just texted me. Not Michigan State. Mississippi State just texted me. How does they're the same colors.
Same.
They're the same. Mississippi State is the. Yeah.
Let's see.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. Emory Ballard, I think, was at both universities. Jackie Sherrill, both universities. There's the same colors. There's a lot of similarities to Mississippi State. So does that make – so Ole Miss is kind of the fancy-pantsy
right.
university.
Yeah,
you got Texas.
The Grove, yeah.
Yeah, you got some similarities between Ole Miss,
Starkville
Texas.
Starkville is College Station?
Well, Austin would be like, we would never promote the rebel flag, though. That's what Austin would say. That's what they would say. Hey, we're not exactly like Ole Miss.
No, but I think some people there would still do that.
Well, Red McCombs was very open about his. Red McCombs was like about Charlie Strong.
He has a rebel. You think he's got a rebel flag?
I'm not putting that on Red McCombs, but he has rebel flag tendencies. At least when he's talking about his football coaches.
All right, 10:28, ESPN 97.5, 713. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I didn't know. AJ's off. Apparently, AJ is off. I was supposed to do a video with him today. I'm going to do it with Josh instead. Jake Assman is going to be on with Fred today.
His name is Assman, not Assman.
What? Okay, what does it say? Jake Assman.
It's not A-double-S. It's A-S, Assman.
I know, but it looks like Jake Assman.
I know, but it's not. He's not a proctologist. He doesn't have one on his license plate. It's Assman.
You don't know what he is? You think he's a leg man? Does it say Jake Legman? Does it Jake? Does
his name is Assman?
Jake Chestman?
It's Assman, not Assman.
Jake Assman.
No, somebody
proud of him.
Maybe the two people doing the show right now are Assman, but his name is simply Assman.
Jerry Bone Knows is tomorrow and Monday. Jason Braddock on Tuesday, and Jermaine is going to be on Wednesday,
filling in for one AJ Hoffman.
Right.
And this show won't have any of that replays. Who's filling in? We're all going to be off during the same time frame.
Did you decide you're going to?
I was like, sure, whatever. Yeah, whatever. I don't care.
4th of July week.
Yeah.
The week preceding 4th of July.
Yes.
We're all going to be gone. This show will take a sabbatical for a week. We're going to Florida. We're going to the beach.
I might think about heading to California to see my mom.
Moms?
Yes, moms. Of course, baseball could give us a great gift and be back that on July 4th, but not likely.
It doesn't look like it, does it?
No.
And there is a real, I think with more information, we go, you know, it was always, and even when I was younger, I'd be like, players, you suck. I don't care about your money. I'll get on the field. You guys are, the owners, they got to make their money. You guys are asking for $300,000 a year. That's crazy. Yeah.
And there appears to be division in the ranks. Trevor Bauer, our favorite here, was like, Scott Boras, stay out of it.
Well, I don't know that that's a division in the ranks. I think he's like, hey, Scott, you ain't representing me.
He said, rumors, and he's clarified, it's just rumors, but if they're true, could you remove your agenda from these negotiations, or at least out of the MLBPA?
Right.
Because you represent your players the way you want to. But you don't
represent all of us.
Yeah, exactly. And you know who's a Scott Boras client? Max Scherzer. And Max Scherzer was very vocal about how the owners were not even going to pretend like they're operating in good faith.
Well, if there's one guy that's definitely pissed, it's Scott Boras with all the players he's got, with all the money that they make. I mean, no, I want my guys to get their money because I get paid when they get paid.
I was never all owners. Just because labor disputes, you know, you're never always getting all the information. I just don't understand why players in baseball are so vocal about these things. Because sure, some fans will side with you, but you can look at Max Scherzer's Twitter and it's like, oh, okay, you know what the unemployment rates are right now, and you don't want to play baseball. So I've never gotten. You're not going to win this one. Some people may like it that you're standing up for yourself on the player side, but a lot of people are like, shut up, Max. I don't understand why he did it.
I don't either. I'm with Frank Thomas. All of you, shut up. Just get it done.
Yeah,
we don't want to hear it.
Or if it doesn't get done, baseball.
Then don't.
But don't lend your face to the for baseball's work stoppage. Because doesn't baseball have a president of their PA? Why isn't that person the one voice that you hear?
I don't know. Isn't the NBA's a woman?
Yeah, Michelle Roberts.
Yeah.
She recently came out and said that the players want to play. We just got to make sure it's safe. So and the NBA continues to build momentum and feel like they're playing. I mentioned in the break that the Premier League has a start date of June 17th. So that's another European soccer league that has a firm date to be back. The Bundesliga is in their third week of games or so. And hasn't have, at least so far, not a positive test. So whatever they're doing is going well in terms of the guys playing. You don't see anybody testing positive. La Liga, who knows? But the Women's League here is going to a type of a World Cup tournament to start. They're going to do a bubble, kind of a city in Salt Lake, because there are two legit soccer stadium type deals where they can play games. So the Women's League will be back June 27th. So they're the first American league to have a date. A firm date. That's when we're going to play. So we'll see how that works out. So things are moving in the right direction in a lot of sports, except for baseball.
Will you watch if that's the first one back?
Well, the thing is, you know, the U.S. women are in this debate or this dispute with U.S. soccer. So there's a question about whether they are going to want to play. If I know some of those ladies will play, I'll watch because I have a bit of connection by watching all of these World Cups. I mean, that's where it is.
Accidentally watched the match.
What do you mean?
With Peyton and Tiger, and you almost accidentally.
Not even close.
You almost accidentally watched that.
I didn't even leave Netflix for it.
Yep.
No, that's not true. I will watch some. If I know a Rapinoe and others, Alex Morgan won't be playing. I think she just had a child. Or I think that's what happens. I don't think she's playing. But some of the U.S. stars are playing. I'll take a look just because it'll be something, and at least credit – and I want to see how they handle it. And credit to them to be in the first league back. It just gives another pathway for the other leagues to start.
Well, and who's ever – I mean, it's smart. And baseball should have been – and, well, golf will be back first.
Yes, golf will have their – first
June 11th.
Yeah, and just like all the other sports, the Women's Soccer League won't have fans, but if they get if their bubble city seems to be working, I'm all in because it means the sports I pay more attention to can look at that and say, they're first back, things are working out, we don't have to worry as much about public perception of us forcing ourselves back in a pandemic. So let's keep it moving. And baseball, you're least important to me. So and I'm not surprised you're having these issues.
Yeah. No. And if they don't come back, boy, I'm going to tell you what. Yeah, baseball will be back. Baseball's third and falling right now. If they don't come back, if they piss off, because, you know, in 94, they pissed off enough people that didn't go back. And, you know, they needed Sosa and McGuire, which is coming up, right? And when's that coming out? That should be soon. So they needed that to turn baseball around and bring it back and get the fans back excited about baseball again. I don't know what it would take if they do this because there are 40 million Americans out of work and they're going to fight about money.
And the problem is it's not just that they aren't coming back. It's everyone can look at all these other leagues and doing all these potentially innovative things to play. The NHL is going to this, if they come back, a special tournament to – and if these things hit, what if basketball does their World Cup type thing, and it's a big hit, people love it, and they're like, wait a minute, these leagues did everything possible to find a way, and they put on a good product, and you guys who are going to be able to play in your home stadiums, not have to be quarantined, you guys can find a way to play, and that it'll be an owner thing along with the players. It'll be like, baseball, what are you doing? But this is what they do, so mm-hmm. I'm not surprised.
Well, they've been doing this forever. They've been doing this forever. News of the week going to come your way. There is an from last night, dude. Did you see this Instagram? This girl is going around in front of the cop that was whose knee was on
George Floyd,
who was on his neck. His house. It looks like over 100 cops in front of his house, protecting his house.
I bet. When
how long are they going to have to do this, though?
Until there's a charge and until he's in custody, probably.
I mean, these cops are – this is the middle of the night, and these cops are out there, and there's – I mean, it's like a riot, a cops that are in riot gear in front of this dude's house.
I spoke about it earlier. You don't want to excuse violence. When things like this happen – people decide at some point, quiet protestings, peaceful protesting, at least in their eyes, has proven to not be enough. And when you see the termination of the police officer is great. But when you see, and particularly when there's video, you see, and in the video, it's sped up in terms of like the person who put it on Twitter is like speeding up the video. You can see the scroller moving, so you don't get the full like 9 minutes of that knee on that mm-hmm. that man's neck. So when you take that into account, and it's happening in your city, and who knows what things the people who are rioting or protesting have gone through outside of the George Floyd thing, people say, "I'm done with this, man. I'm done with this." Sure, we should do it this way when doing it the quote unquote right way has not yielded results.
The African American population in Minnesota is not much, and to have this happen up there, and now these riots,
yeah, and you've seen some of the you saw the University of Minnesota is
yeah.
cutting ties with because you know that's security for football games. They have their own police department on campus. They also use the Minneapolis Police Department for security and stuff for games and major events. They're cutting ties with them. Just because, I mean, the students, they're not even on campus, but they wrote a letter to the administration about how this is something we cannot tolerate. And the administration responded with, well, our ties with the Minneapolis Police Department have been severed almost entirely. I look at it and say, it just violence is not it's not what you're supposed to do, and I don't condone it. But in my mindset of having trying to have empathy, I get it. I get why you say, "All right, man, this you guys keep killing people who look like us, and being peaceful is not helping."
God forbid they have any incident on that campus, though.
Yeah, because you're gonna need the
if you need the cops
and,
for them.
And it's not like a police department wouldn't hold a grudge.
No. I don't think they'll be rushing over there.
No, not at all. It'll be like, hey, you got your own police department to take care of it. Your own campus staff.
Was it the Lynx that had issue before? Yeah,
they put on those shirts on,
and the cops said, "Well, we're not going to be here. We're going to work in your games."
Yep, they did. Now and then, the Lynx might say,
"Well, see,
were we wrong?"
Yep. All right, 10:42, ESPN 97.5. News of the Weird coming your way next. Don't go anywhere.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. President is none too pleased with Twitter. Apparently, he says it's interfering with the election. Because now it has a fact check capability. So this is going to interfere with the election. Okay. I agree with him. We can't be fact checking everything. Right?
Well, apparently there's a... apparently the big media has been censoring conservatives for years. And they tried to do it in 2016 and didn't get it done. And they're trying it again, according to the president.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, everyone will point to Facebook and say Facebook was great at promoting right-wing ideas and alleged misinformation. But hey, depends on what side you're on to determine how your views are. Unless you can point to it and say, no, it's clear. The Facebook was a great way for the conservative part of this country to push along their agenda. But the president thinks otherwise. Because Twitter put, hey, you may want to check the facts on this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm certainly the first president in history because Twitter hasn't been around a long time for that to be placed on a tweet. But Mark Zuckerberg was like, no, we're not doing that. Don't worry about us. We make a lot of money.
We ain't doing
by pushing that stuff. Don't worry about us.
We ain't doing that. Yeah. We ain't know all about that. The Minister for Seniors and Accessibility may have looked a little stiff at a community event. MPP Raymond Cho sent a cardboard cutout of himself for a photo opportunity, thanking the Korean community for their donation of personal protective equipment. He didn't feel comfortable going to an event outside that had six people at it.
Hey, yeah, no large gatherings.
Well, that's not really a large
gathering. Large gatherings are relative.
And oh, by the way, he sent a cardboard cutout with a face mask on it.
Yeah, he's all in. I respect it. I'm not going to be there.
Hmm.
But the approximation of me that will be there will be wearing a mask.
Life-sized cutout. Speaking of masks, a Texas tavern said this week it will not serve customers who wear coronavirus protective face masks. The Liberty Tree Tavern, located in Elgin, about 25 miles east of Austin. You would think in Austin, the Austin area, they'd be...
That you're going to an extreme effort to, I guess, you can't steal my freedoms away from us by turning down business?
Sorry,
potential business?
But here's the deal is, I honestly, when I go in the stores and I see people with, and some of them were wearing bandanas around there, I don't feel like they're doing it to protect them. I feel like they could at any point rob the place.
But you could do that with a legit mask, too. But you think the bandanas are like...
Well, but now you can wear... If someone's walking down the street with a bandana that, you know, they could rob you with, you're like, oh, you know, that's 2020. people are just walking around. If last year somebody's walking around with a mask on, what would you think of them?
What do you mean? What's that you mean?
Like a bandana, like you're a bandito. A bandito.
I can't remember how many times I've seen someone walking down the street with a mask on, because I feel like if you're going to use a mask to rob someone, you're not dawdling on the street.
Well, or anywhere. If you saw anyone before this year walking around like a bandito, what would you think? Oh, that dude's up to no good. Like,
man, those kids in their fashion. That's what I was
saying. No. No.
I don't know.
I think you'd think, I better get the bleep out of here.
I'm trying to recollect in my mind how often I've seen it. I would think, oh, that's weird. But my immediate thought wouldn't be robbery. If he had a hand in his pocket or something, I don't know. But if someone's wearing an N95 mask or something similar, you're just going to turn down their business? Is that it? And what's the excuse? They think they may try to rob us, or it's about our freedoms. You can't take them away from us.
I don't want anyone in here with a mask on?
So they
could just at any point just take out a gun, rob us, and we wouldn't know who it was.
But even in these times, the mask is not generally, I'm just going to say, the mask is not about taking your money. It's about protecting themselves. If they came in with a face covering that appears to be designed to protect from the coronavirus, I feel like you're taking an extra step that you don't need to take. Mm. But it's your business. You're allowed to do whatever
it's
you like.
It's your business. No masks allowed. So a man was acquitted. Apparently, he entered a home and tied up a man. And apparently, this was a sexual fantasy that he wanted him to break in. Two men hired to carry out a stranger's sexual fantasy of being tied up while clad in his underpants went awry. Why do you think it went awry?
There's a lot going on there. I think the entire scenario leads to it going to awry, but what is the specific reason?
They were at the wrong house.
That's poor planning.
He was acquitted, though. Apparently, the jury found that, yeah, it was just a mistake. Sorry.
What?
Yep. Describing the case of the facts as unusual, Judge Grant said the Crown had not excluded the reasonable possibility that Leroy entered the house as part of a lawful plan to carry out a sexual fantasy.
And since he entered the wrong house, they acquitted him. Well, Tom Brady didn't get charged, but he entered the wrong house on accident too.
So Tom Brady go to prison? No.
Well, I think he should for other things.
Should this guy go to prison just because he tied you up and he had a machete and was threatening you with it? Should he go to prison?
Well, at some point, didn't you tell him, I'm not the guy you're looking for? This is the wrong house?
Maybe that was part of the whole thing. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you're breaking into a house. No, yeah. But if someone goes, you're at the wrong house. Actually, they probably wouldn't say that because you're just someone's trying to, it looks like someone's trying to rob you. You probably think they are in the house they want to be in. I still feel, yeah, I don't know how I would side. But depending on the facts of the case, I wonder how the victims feel. This guy broke into my house.
Yes, I would
tied
think they
me
would
up,
feel, yeah.
And you're letting him go because he walked into the wrong house?
Yeah.
I'd be a little pissed.
You know, it's a mistake. No. Bygones be bygones.
No. Did they say how long they were tied up?
No, I didn't. I'm on to the next one.
Oh, okay.
The next one is Kyrgyzstan. KY. There are a lot of stands that I never even heard of.
Very true.
KYRGYZSTAN. Kyrgyzstan.
Kyrgyzstan.
It has an eternal flame. A memorial flame for soldiers who fought in World War II. It went out.
So it's not so eternal.
It's not so eternal.
What was
apparently
the reason?
Unpaid gas bill.
Whew. And that's not a government thing? Is it just a private business? Who
no,
decided
I think it's probably a government thing. And the government didn't pay their bill.
The government didn't Wouldn't you just say, hey, guys, we'll get you. If we're late on it, we'll get you. We got you.
I don't know. Have you ever been to Kyrgyzstan?
Thankfully not, if they can't pay their eternal flame
I'm
gas
bill. No, I'm not going
bill.
There. They can't pay their eternal flame bill. Man broke into a Wells Fargo. The Wells Fargo Bank. Do you know what he wanted there, Dell?
Sanitizer?
Nope. He wanted to heat up his Hot Pocket.
And they're the only microwave in the vicinity?
Yeah, I guess.
So
he broke in, shattered a window, broke in, went to their lunchroom, put the Hot Pockets in the microwave, ate them as he waited for police.
So he had a familiarity with that particular
apparently
branch. If you break in and you know there's a microwave in their break room, why wouldn't you just
aren't there break rooms everywhere?
But why would you think the bank would be the one you would need to go to?
I think I'd probably pick somewhere that's not as secure, probably.
Don't like gas stations have microwaves if they serve burritos and stuff? I feel like that place would have been open.
How about where you bought it? Heat it up right there.
Exactly. That's my point.
Unless you didn't buy it.
Well, if you're breaking into a bank to warm it up, you probably didn't buy it.
Probably.
Well, if you bought it at a grocery store, if you actually bought it, they don't have a microwave available. But gas stations have those. I'm just saying, walk into the gas station. Yeah.
Well, he thought the bank would be a better place.
And apparently he was wrong. He was wrong.
Brazil is pretty happy. The coronavirus taking a toll on the elderly will reduce pension deficit.
You got to look at the positives.
There's got to be, like, the silver dude that won lining. $10,000 from 100,000 deaths in the U.S. before September. Good news.
If you missed that.
With months to spare.
If you missed that. Some guy tweeted out his success. What did he bet?
He bet that there would be $10,000 that there would be 100,000 deaths in the U.S. by September. And he said, did it with months to spare.
And predictably.
Big ups.
Twitter didn't appreciate it.
Big ups.
And now he has to pretend like he was going to donate the money.
He's donating it to the homeless.
Well, yeah, because
so that guy could heat up his Hot Pocket.
Or he can tell people he's donating it to the homeless to get him off his back. And
Hot
keep
Pockets,
it.
Dell. 10:56, the press box next right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.